Adam didn't plunge humanity into ruin because he was aggressively rebellious. He stood by when he should have stepped forward. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. When we picture Adam's failure in the Garden of Eden, we often focus on the fruit. But before there was an act of rebellion, there was a pattern of passivity. God had entrusted Adam with responsibility. He received the command directly from God. He was called to cultivate the garden, guard it, and lovingly lead his wife in obedience to the Lord. Yet when the serpent questioned God's word, Adam stood by silently. He allowed deception to unfold without exercising the responsibility God had entrusted to him. And that pattern has not disappeared. Many believers assume disobedience only involves doing what God forbids. Yet Scripture repeatedly reminds us that failing to do what God commands is also sin. We can neglect prayer. We can postpone repentance. We can avoid difficult conversations. We can refuse to disciple our children, ignore opportunities to serve, or remain silent when truth should be spoken. Passivity often feels safer than rebellion, but heaven doesn't measure obedience by our comfort. For men in particular, this passage issues a sober call. Biblical headship is not about authority for authority's sake. It's about accepting joyful responsibility before God for the spiritual care of those entrusted to you. Christ-like leadership is sacrificial, humble, protective, and intentional. So whether you are leading a family, serving a church, or simply walking with Christ, ask yourself this question: where has comfort replaced courage? God's grace never calls us merely to avoid evil. It calls us to actively pursue faithfulness. So what responsibility has God entrusted to you that you've quietly postponed? You can pray this prayer with me. Father, give me courage today to obey you actively instead of settling for passive faith. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today: Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family are missionaries in Romania. And also the Quechua LifeWord broadcast for the people of Bolivia and Peru.